It is time now for Green Visions, a KOMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Joining us this morning, live and in color, Isaac Conrad and Sydney Ahrens, and they are with an organization called Our Mississippi, Our Future. Hey, you guys, good morning. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you.
So we're a little ways from the Mississippi. You've got a community event, though, that you're putting together. And why are you encouraging folks in this neck of the woods? Well, obviously, we need to be concerned about all of our waterways. But why the focus on the Mississippi in this particular neck of the woods? One of the few communities in the state that isn't really next door to the Mississippi.
That's a very good point. Recently, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency came out with their report and reported that 56% of Minnesota's waters are impaired. And so considering that, like, we're Minnesota, we're a clean water state, and we need to do something about it. Right now, the Mississippi River is an economic engine for tourism, forestry, and manufacturing industries. But many of our waters that are in the best shape are in northern Minnesota and places like Duluth, and we can't let that trend of impaired waters continue into northern Minnesota. We will see the issues in these currently pretty clean areas if we don't protect them now.
Right, and how much easier it is to do preventative care than, you folks have probably not been in this community long enough, unless you grew up here, to know about all of the decades and decades of work that has gone into trying to repair the again, decades of damage done to the St. Louis River. And we've talked about that on this program not too long ago. So what are you encouraging folks to do? Obviously, I love your shirt. Your shirt says awareness inspires conservation. So I'm kind of guessing that that's part of the whole point of the community event.
Yeah. So actually, for the past couple of months, I've been working with Sydney, and we have a couple of UMD students on our team, and we've been putting together what we're calling our, like, clean water community forum. So essentially, at our forum, we're just having a bunch of local and regional elected politicians show up, and community members, you know, voice their opinions, voice their thoughts. We're having a couple of people share stories about how their lives have personally been impacted by, you know, not only the Mississippi River, but freshwater all across the state. And we're really just trying to generate conversation about why it's important to invest in conservation now versus try to clean up our mess in the future. So, like, to highlight a little more on our event, so it's Monday, February 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Duluth. Our doors are opening at 6 o'clock. Anyone and everyone is welcome to join us, to take part in our conversation and share their own stories. And we are planning to have drinks and refreshments and cookies for people to enjoy while they're there.
Oh, they
as
said
well.
The magic word.
Yes.
They said cookies. I love that word. One of my favorites. When you talk about inviting local politicians, I'm going to play kind of devil's advocate here just a little. I'm not picking out any particular politicians, but I'm saying that politicians are kind of famous for, you ask them a direct question, what have you done? And then they kind of give you a little speech instead of answering your question sometimes. And you can sort of see, you know, promotions people and in the background that have said, you know, here's what you say. How are you hoping to hold the local politicians that you talk to accountable? How are you hoping to try to get some of those straight answers for the people attending your forum?
You know, I think with our forum, our intention is to bring attention to, there are a lot of people sitting here in this room right now speaking up for clean water. And we know that politicians need to hear from us for them to be able willing to take any action, especially if it's not what they would normally be doing. And so really just trying to bring people together here in Duluth, Hermantown, Two Harbors, all across the region, and saying, look at all these people who care about clean water, and this is what the people want. We hope that that's what you'll want to.
Look at all these potential voters.
Yes.
Look at all these voters who believe in this. Do you have specific actions that you are asking them to take? Is it more of a just kind of we want to raise awareness and we want to make you, did you know about this? Did you know about that? Or are there actually some specific action steps you're hoping that you can get some movement on?
Yeah, so in 2008, Minnesota voters overwhelmingly passed the Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment, which is fabulous. It shows how important Minnesota's nature is to the people who live here. But the intent was to increase conservation, to protect our wildlife, drinking water for current and future generations. And unfortunately, we've become too reliant on the legacy money. So ever since it was passed, the state has drastically cut bonding dollars for conservation. And the legacy amendment was meant to be additional funding, not replace the current funding sources like bonding dollars. So we need our voices to be heard so that we can restore this traditional source of funding and invest in our most important lands and waters that we love.
How do you think the national climate and some of the things going on nationally regarding lifting protections for environment and lifting protections for wildlife and for habitat. Do you feel that that is trickling down in Minnesota, or do we seem to be holding the line here?
You know, I hope that we can come together as Minnesotans on this one, and regardless of what's happening at those upper levels, this is a state campaign where we're asking for state funding, not national funding, and so we can come together as a state and prove that we're Minnesotans and this is who we are and we care about our lands and forests and wetlands.
Yeah, I think it's also important to point out that Minnesota has always been on the forefront of conservation, especially when you look at, you know, regionally within the Midwest, we've always been a state that's cherished our lands and our waters. And I don't think that's necessarily going to change in Minnesota. I think we're always going to be that state that's, you know, against the grain with everyone else. We're like, yeah, we really take pride in our clean water and what we have here, and we want to protect it.
Well, not all the others, be nice, not all the other states are blessed with the abundance of blessings that we have, our beautiful scenery and our lakes and our rivers and our. And so, you know, of course we're going to be serious about protecting it. We walk outside every day and go, wow.
Yeah, I can
look
truly
where we are.
I can truly speak to that. I actually grew up in South Dakota, and that is definitely the land of less than 10,000 lakes.
Yeah.
We have a couple lakes, a couple streams, and they're definitely not as clear or pretty as they are here in Minnesota.
I spent some time in Bismarck, and it is beautiful, beautiful country, but it's a different kind of
yes.
beauty. And you've got, it's a little more nuanced. It's a mm-hmm. little more subtle. You got to look a little harder to see it. But here, it's kind of like we're slapped in the face with it every day when we get up and go outside.
Oh, yeah.
You guys will get a link set up so that folks will be able to find out more information about your event, and they won't let it slip through the cracks mentally, and we'll be attending. And thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Our guests this morning, Isaac Conrad and Sydney Ahrens, they're with an organization called Our Mississippi, Our Future. They're putting together a community event for February 3rd. We'll get some links set up on our webpage so it'll be easy for folks to find more information. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.